in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot.
Everybody, and welcome to the Paranormal Patriot, your source for the real news. Not the fake news that you hear constantly from the left. Thank you for joining me. As always, I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Now, before I get into the show, I want to talk briefly about last week's show. Last week's show apparently touched a soft spot with a lot of my listeners, and if you listen to the show, you know I had a hard time at the end of one of the segments talking about my son, and a lot of my listeners picked up on that and sent their I'm sorries, you know, prayers for you and your family, but it wasn't about that. A lot of my listeners have apparently lost people that are very close to them, and while they believed in God or believed in whatever religion they believe in, I was surprised by the number of people that said, you know, what you said made sense to me. And that's what I was trying to convey. If you look at all the religions in the world, every one of them essentially either speaks of an afterlife or reincarnation. They just talk about it in a different way. So what I was trying to convey to you are my beliefs as to what happens to our soul when we move on, when we pass on. And a lot of people understood what I was saying, where they said they never understood it before. They say they felt better about it. They're more at peace. And, you know, that really is what I was trying to do. And I thank you for all the messages. A lot of my listeners gave their prayers out to the listener that I was talking about who had just lost his sister. So to that listener, know that the listeners of this show are sending their prayers out to you and your family. But on top of that, one of the topics I discussed that garnered a lot of attention on the messaging and the correspondence from my listeners on the last show was the topic of how our thoughts create our reality. And I had a couple people say, there's no way, Tom. You're basically telling me if I want to believe I'm a millionaire, I can do it. And essentially, that's what I'm saying. I want to touch on this a little bit more. I'm not going to be able to do it on this show. Unfortunately, this show today is going to be short. Now, I know I've said I'm going to have a short show before, and it doesn't turn out to be that way, but I have no choice in the matter today. I've had a couple of procedures on my leg. I go every week to have a procedure done, and this past procedure did not turn out as well as I'd hoped. I'm in a lot of pain. As long as I'm on my back and have my leg up in the air, it alleviates most of it. But the minute I'm sitting down or standing up or walking, it feels like my leg's going to explode and it's on fire. So I've got probably 20 to 30 minutes of talking here before I feel like my leg's going to explode. So I'm going to use that time to talk about today's topic. But I just wanted to let my listeners know that we're interested, that I am going to be very soon doing an expanded topic on the realm of our reality. Because I truly believe, again, that our thoughts create our reality. I just don't have time to do it today because today's topic, In the intro, I mentioned that the Paranormal Patriot is your source for the real news, not the fake news drivel that you are constantly being bombarded with. And when I say real news, the reason I want to talk about this is because it's apparently all the rage on the left to discuss the fake news. Now, to me, I was a little naive on this. I kept hearing about fake news, and I'm like, what is fake news? Is it what they're, is it as easy as what they're saying? And it is. For the uninformed like me, fake news is apparently news that is simply untrue, erroneous, and knowingly false. So now, it appears that fake news is all the rage in the Democratic Party. Fake news this, fake news that, fake news is bad. Fake news will be the death of our country. So I had to stop. And I couldn't put my head on it, or my head around why there is such a big deal with fake news. So doing my studying, I've come to a conclusion that this is a culmination of failed attempts to get Hillary into office. So let me go over how we got to the point that fake news is the devil. So, we at this point, we know Hillary Clinton was given the Democratic nomination for the President of the United States. And when I say given, that's exactly what I mean. Bernie Sanders had no chance. It was proven by WikiLeaks that she had preordained. There was no doubt. It was already authorized that Hillary Clinton was going to be the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States. She was ordained by the media as the next president before a single vote was cast in the general election. Now, over the course of the election, this predestined coronation of Hillary Clinton began to be tempered a little bit. Hillary couldn't seem to put Donald Trump away. No matter how hard the media tried, no matter how much they doctored the poll numbers, there was still a fear that the race was not as easily won as she or the media had hoped. Now, if you go back and you listen to my shows leading up to the election, I kept telling you, don't listen to the polls. The polls are not accurate. They're there to tell you or try to persuade you not to vote. In every poll that we had showed Hillary up, up, up. If you did have a poll that had Trump close, if he was up by half a point, maybe a point, but it never lasted for more than a week. So they kept trying to manipulate us with the polls, but it didn't work. The reason for that is scandal after scandal plagued Hillary leading up to the election. From WikiLeaks to James Comey's lack of indictment, even though he stated that, yeah, she broke the law, but we're not going to indict her, to his, well, we're going to reopen the case a week before the election. Everything that Hillary seemed to gain, she lost because of a scandal. Hillary couldn't shake the aura of untrustworthiness. The liberals in the media then released a video of Trump that they hoped would turn the tide of the election. Now, while this video may have swayed some, most realize that if this is the worst they can find on Trump, he really might not be so bad. And look at it. If the worst they can find on Donald Trump is a horrendously awful set of comments made 11 years ago, if that's the worst they can find, that's nothing against what they were finding left and right on Hillary. It seemed like every day Hillary and the Democratic Party were having to answer questions on how they do things and what they believe and how she talks to people. Hillary's slide continued, and this is again despite the media's manipulation of the polls. Now, at this point, Hillary began to hit upon her thoughts that Russia was manipulating the election, and they proved to be a hacking risk, and they were out to make sure that she didn't become president. Now, again, this, for the most part, fell on deaf ears. So the video that they put out that the media couldn't stop talking about That's all you heard about. And most of the people I came in contact with were like, this is not a big deal. But this is all they had. And once that died down, and it died down much quicker than they had hoped. Then Hillary, during a debate, said, well, you know, Donald likes Russia. And these hacks, these WikiLeaks, all these are coming from Russia. Not responding to the fact of whether or not they were true or not, which are guaranteed to be true, which were found to be true, didn't want to talk about that, but wanted to talk about where they were coming from, diverting your attention. And again, it fell on deaf ears. People didn't care. All they wanted to hear about was how dishonest and untrustworthy Hillary was. Well, then election day came. And the media came out early and began its fake news regarding early exit polls. Now, these early exit polls supposedly showed that Hillary had a huge, insurmountable lead. And what the media was trying to persuade our population to do was, don't even bother voting. You're wasting your vote. Don't even bother coming out. It's cold out in most of the country. Just stay home. Trump doesn't have a chance. As the day progressed, the propaganda continued to inform the American people that Hillary had all but won the election. She had her party headquarters rocking. She had those fireworks ready to go off over the Hudson. Then day gave way to night, and the early results began to come in. Early results were no surprises. Donald won his states, Hillary won hers. But then North Carolina came in, then Florida, then Ohio, then Wisconsin, and then Pennsylvania. All in favor of Donald Trump. The election was over. Trump had won the presidential election. Not only had he won it in a landslide, earning 306 electoral votes, the most electoral votes won by a Republican since Ronald Reagan. The media was stunned, to say the least. Hillary supporters were beside themselves. There were pictures of them on TV violently, vehemently crying, inconsolable. Couldn't talk. Hillary herself was in a drunken rage, blaming Bill, blaming John Podesta, blaming Barack Obama, throwing objects at her staffers. She had to be given sedatives to calm down. That's why John Podesta had to go out and give the speech saying, go to bed, come back in the morning. All the while, Hillary is conceding to Donald Trump at the same time. After that, riots and protests broke out. Feelings were hurt. People couldn't understand how could this happen? How could this racist win? In the days and weeks that followed, the media, Hillary, and her supporters were still in denial. There were more protests, more hurt feelings, and questions as to why and how Trump had won the election. The problem is nobody was asking, yes, Trump won the election, but how did Hillary lose the election? Nobody wanted to ask why she wasn't connecting with the voters. Even though it was obvious, nobody trusted her. Then began the idea. Well, he may have won that night, but we can persuade the Electoral College. We can persuade them to vote for Clinton and give her the presidency. So bribes and threats to the Electoral College ensued. And as of the recording of the show, there were, I think, 9 electoral votes out there that are going to be changing from Trump to Clinton, which is an absolute joke, but that's beside the point. The problem is, to even have a chance, they have to sway 37 electoral votes. And even on the slim to none chance that those 37 electoral votes are swayed, it then goes to the House of Representatives where, as a Republican-run establishment, it will just be given to Donald Trump then. So, after these people woke up and said, dang it, the Electoral College isn't going to win Hillary the election. What else can we do? Well, let's get Jill Stein in here. Jill Stein, who won less than 1% of the vote, started on the request of a University of Michigan professor who had no proof, who just said, hey, there were a lot of ballots cast in Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Michigan, and Pennsylvania that didn't have a president listed on there, so that may be an issue with the voting. Well, stupid. It's because people were disenfranchised with this whole election process. They didn't like either candidate, so they didn't vote for a president. I can think of 20 people right now, at least in my circle of friends, that didn't vote for a president. They're going to take that and they're going to use that as an excuse to recount Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Oh, that was a mistake. Trump has gained thousands and thousands of votes in Wisconsin. The lead he had has grown. Pennsylvania, I don't even know if they're recounting Pennsylvania right now. There's no point in it. They started counting Michigan before a federal judge said, you know what? There's no need to. The person that is starting this recall or recount process, Jill Stein, had less than 1% of the vote in Michigan. She has no chance of winning. So your reason to start a recount is null and void. But while they were recounting in the beginning, there are reports of rampant voter fraud perpetuated by the liberals that was found in Detroit. In other words, in a precinct that had maybe 30 to 40, maybe 50 people that could vote, that precinct was counting 100, 150, 200 ballots. And of course, the voter, I don't know, the voter guy, the head guy of the voting there, oh, that had to be, that's just an issue with the machine. Well, that's funny because every one of those votes that was voted on two or three times went to Clinton. So don't let the media that you're not hearing this on the media. Don't let the media tell you that there's no voter fraud, because there is, and it's all being perpetuated by the liberals. So with threats and recounts ineffective, the Democrats now have a new tactic called fake news. As a matter of fact, Hillary had a lot to say about this so-called fake news. Now, in a speech on December 8th, Hillary took it upon herself to decry fake news. This was during a speech for retiring Senator Harry Reid. Clinton called the rise of fake news an epidemic. Now, this is in her first speech since losing the presidential election. Now, if you saw this speech, holy cow, I got to tell you, she looks worn, tired, and defeated. Her makeup people during that presidential election did a phenomenal job making her look youthful, because she looks like an old, worn-out lady right now. This presidential campaign took its toll on her. But she stated, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. Now, this is involving a recent incident where a gunman fired multiple shots inside a Washington pizza shop because of a fake conspiracy theory. Clinton addressed the issue, saying, it's not about politics or partisanships. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just going about their lives to do their jobs and contribute to their communities. But now what she's not telling you, and what was not in this article, is she is essentially blaming false news for her loss. Now, I get it that Hillary is stunned and upset over her loss, but really, should she be out there promoting and being the spokeswoman for fake news? This is from someone who has almost perfected the art of false news stories and lies. Let's just get into an example. If it wasn't for quote-unquote fake news, and when I say fake news, read it as actual real news, we wouldn't know about WikiLeaks. We wouldn't know about the Anthony Weiner emails on his laptop. We wouldn't have known about her faceplant at the 9/11 memorial. This is a lady who said she was under sniper fire when coming into Bosnia. This is a lady who lied about Vince Foster, about Whitewater, about her time as Secretary of State. Her whole time. I could go into it's a whole show going into her time as Secretary of State. But now, Hillary is essentially telling the country that false news cost her the election. And she is calling for action to eliminate false news. Now, really, Hillary, Liberal Party, do you really think that the American people are that stupid? You're calling on the elimination of false or fake news when it is the media who is funded and who follows the liberal agenda. It's the media who lied and tried to manipulate the public and still continues to do so that are getting off scot-free on this one. Again, Anthony Weiner's laptop, Huma Aberdeen's problem with her security clearance, her lack of memory during the FBI questioning, the faceplant at the 9/11 memorial. If it wasn't for the alternative news sources, we would never know about these. Because the quote-unquote fake news, in other words, the liberal media, would never have brought this to anybody's attention. She's calling for oversight on news reports to stop what she says is an influx of damaging news. Damaging to who? Make no mistake, this is a scary, scary situation. This is an obvious attack on the First Amendment. Now, the biggest question I have is if we decide, yes, we're going to combat fake news. My question is, who determines what news is newsworthy and who determines what news is fake and what news is real? Does our government determine what is safe and what is not? This whole situation has shades of communist Russia, China, North Korea, Cuba, and other fascist countries. Let me tell you, the direct opposite of what is going on is the truth here. The mainstream media are the fake news culprits, not the so-called alternative media. On the contrary, it's the alternative media, like this show, that gives you the truth that you would not be told. What Hillary and the liberals want to do at this point is they want to bottle up every news story and look at it and say, that's not true, that's not true, that's not fit to be news. Who decides that? And what happened to freedom of speech and freedom of the press? For those of you who watched the movie Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams, you know that Robin Williams' character was upset because the government was censoring the news going out to the troops. And that's essentially what they'd be doing to us. Well, the public doesn't need to know about this, so we're going to just disregard this. And it will turn all these alternative news sites, Breitbart, we'll say Fox News, my show, Joe Pag, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, it'll turn them into non-existent entities because the news that we would be talking about would be contrary to what the government wants us to say. People are starting to say, this is such a double standard. This is a joke. They're realizing that this is the pot calling the kettle black. You've got Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail, on a speech for retiring Senator Harry Reid, decrying fake news. When her and the liberals and the liberal media agenda are the main culprits of this. People realize the double standard. So now, the libs are starting to realize, well, this isn't going to work. How in the hell are we going to get Clinton in the office? Well, Obama has now entered the fray, and he has decided to order a full review of Russian hacking during the election. So the threats and bribes of the Electoral College didn't work, nor did the recount effort, nor did the fake news, oh, woe is me, Hillary got beat by fake news drivel. None of those worked. So now they're moving into, let's get into Russia. And Hillary brought this up during one of the debates that the WikiLeaks leaks. And again, the WikiLeaks leaks, regardless of where they came from, they're true. You can't deny it. She has never denied that anything in those leaks were anything but true. But we don't hear that. We hear, well, these were released by Russia. Russia's getting involved in our investigation or our election. You know what? It's never good to have a foreign power involved in our election to try and manipulate it. But this stems from Trump's friendship or praise of Vladimir Putin. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I would rather have Russia on our side than against us. If, and that is a big if, there were issues with Russian interference, I can honestly tell my listeners I think it benefited the American people. Putin and the Russian people do not want war. Let me make that clear. They do not want war. There is no reason to provoke a war with the United States. The stakes are too high. I firmly believe, and again, this is purely speculation, but that if the Russians had anything to do with this election and its outcome, it was because if Hillary got into office, World War III was a certainty, and Vladimir Putin knew that. Why do I say that? Because she was going to impose a no-fly zone in Syria and put more boots on the ground. This would have most certainly led to situations where Russian and U.S. troops engaged each other. And what happens when we have a Russian plane in a no-fly zone and we shoot down a Russian plane, or we come in contact with a battalion of Russian soldiers and we exchange fire? We may get off scot-free one time. Any time after that, Russia's coming back. And I think Vladimir Putin knew that. I've said it many, many times. I think, concerning Syria, we're on the wrong side. We are essentially fighting with ISIS on this one. Why do you think that we don't want to bomb like Russia and France are bombing the ISIS leaders, the ISIS terrorists? It's because they're essentially our allies in this fight against the Syrian government. The Syrian government, while they're not a humanitarian government, I can't see a reason for them to be disposed of. They didn't do anything worse. Honestly, I can't even say that. I was going to say they didn't do anything worse than Libya, Iraq. We all know now that the weapons of mass destruction was a lie. The reason we got Gaddafi out of Libya is because he wanted to get off of the gold standard, off of the U.S. currency, and begin his own African currency, and we couldn't have that. So why do we want Assad out of Syria? I don't have an answer to that. But it's a sad day when I think Russia has our best interests in mind more so than our government. Our government has proven to me beyond the shadow of a doubt that they do not have our best interest in mind. Just look at the Iran nuclear deal as the main culprit in that. You are going to find that this Russian hacking probe is going to go nowhere. December 19th is going to come around. The Electoral College is going to vote. And they're going to vote for Donald Trump as our next president. Everything will calm down. People will finally become rational. Who knows how long it'll take, but it will happen. And I really think that the country is better because of it. We'll see. All right, I hate to cut the show short, but I have to. If you have any questions, let me know. Again, thank you for responding last show. And again, next week I will be talking again about how our thoughts, go more in depth about how our thoughts become our reality. I really want you guys to get into this because I'm going to give you a couple examples that really, really drive the point home. So again, take care of yourself. We will talk next week. Get a hold of me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Let me know if you have any show ideas, anything you want to talk about. If you want to be interviewed on the show, let me know. Get a hold of me and we will go from there. Again, theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Talk to you next week.